KPRI, 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Share Show.
Every time I say sex, you know, I stutter.
S-E-C-T-S.
Yeah, everybody thinks I mean sex. You know, like there are many different, there's lots of sex in Christianity. And I don't deny that there is a lot of sex, and there are a lot of sex. It all depends on the verb you use, doesn't it?
Or sure does.
The, you know, whether it's a single or plural. There is a lot of sex, there's no question about it, illicit and otherwise. And there's also many sex. With the T at the end, so you really have to be careful with this kind of thing.
Okay.
All right?
Who told you that it doesn't get steamy on the Zender Sheridan Show? All right, what are we doing?
Well, we talked about this amazing passage, and if you know, you just listen to me read it, I want you to go to it in Titus 3, 10 and 11, that the sectarian man is the man in church, and he's the one who is sinning and self-condemned. And he needs to be made aware of it. So warn him once and warn him twice. That's what Paul says, a sectarian man. In other words, a man who goes to a denomination and fights about law, fights about genealogies, whatever. Warn him once and twice. After that, refuse him.
Pardon me. This man said that we took ourselves out, right?
Wait till you hear what he says next.
A sectarian man.
Yeah.
After one and a second admonition refused, being aware that such a one has turned himself out.
Pistol Pete has turned himself out.
And is sinning, being self-condemned. We didn't turn ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
We recognized the truth. To join a sect is to turn yourself away from the truth.
Yes, going to church is going away from Christ. You ended the show like that yesterday. That was
exactly.
That was an atom bomb you just casually dropped there at the end of yesterday's show.
Exactly. Go ahead.
That was fantastic.
What are we going to say? What does he say next?
Look what he does. He goes to Revelation now. So we're jumping back and forth, back and forth, back and forth from Paul to the circumcision writings. Revelation starts with Christ dealing with seven different churches. Yeah. What do you got to say about that?
Go ahead and continue.
For one thing, I'll just make this brief comment about the
seven
churches.
That's about all he is
churches.
Right, that there are seven churches.
There are seven churches in Revelation,
yeah.
But these are future churches. This is prophecy, Revelation.
Day of the Lord.
The day of the Lord, which is not now. This is the day of man. If you don't realize this, God's calendar is divided into three major departments, the day of man, the day of the Lord, and the day of God. We are in the day of man, when man is being shown to be incapable of doing anything apart from God. The day of the Lord is the 1,000 years. The day of God, the new heavens and the new earth. So, now listen to this, Dan. You ready?
I'm listening.
You awake?
Sort of. Go ahead.
Do you have any muscle milk today?
No.
I can tell.
Or I haven't had Subway or anything.
All right. Well, you look like you're...
I'm waiting.
Okay. Organized Christianity has founded many churches and supported hospitals, orphanages, and all the other good done by Franciscans, the Alexian brothers. Is that like Jake and Elwood?
Elwood Blues, you're thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. No. Oh, that's. Oh, okay. I don't know who the Alexian brothers are. I'm sorry. The Jesuits who have educated me for 9 years. This Pistol Pete was educated, but not putting that down. Educated for 9 years by the Jesuits. Quite frankly, I feel strongly that you, Zender and Sheridan, do more harm in tearing down these institutions and the Salvation Army. Did we specifically tear down the Salvation Army?
No. See, here's this stupid argument, and there's that word stupid again.
You love that word.
I love it because it's stupid. It's a stupid argument. Let me just say this. This man is what he is saying. Look at all the good that has been done. Right?
Yes.
Thank God for hospitals.
I was born in a hospital. I was born in a hospital.
You were born in a
hospital? Yes, thank God for hospitals.
I was born in a hospital, too.
You were?
Yeah.
Wow.
Guess what?
What?
So what? Ungodly people have started many charitable organizations. Bill Gates has given millions to charity. Madonna sent lots of money to the victims of Katrina. The ungodly have done a lot of things as well. And the point is, here's what he's saying. Forget the doctrine. Let's cover the doctrine up with all the good that's been done. And you know what the Lord Jesus called that? Corbin. Corbin. Mark chapter 7 says, full well you lay aside the commandment of God that you may keep your own tradition. What were they doing? Instead of doing what they ought to do, they gave their money to charity. And the Lord Jesus pointed the finger and says, I don't want your charity. Do you know who's the most charitable man of the 12 disciples?
Judas.
Judas. So don't point the finger and say, look at all this charitable. Listen, I thank God. If there's something good to be recognized, I'm thankful for it. But what he's doing is, just because they built hospitals and fed the poor, we should say all their doctrine is true, or we should give credit to their doctrine. Absolutely not.
And he's not taking into consideration what that doctrine has done over the years to the fabric of society.
It's ruined it. And let me
it
just say this.
It has ruined it.
Incalculable. Somebody once said they saw Muhammad Ali praying for 7 hours.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so what does that mean? Because he's so devoted, does that mean Islam is right? His argument is stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid.
It is.
Continue
no
reading.
No one can calculate the damage done to the fabric of society by the doctrine of eternal torment, that God is a fiend, worse than Hitler, who will damn people, poor people who are born into mortality, born into drug addiction, born into poverty, who live a few brief years on this oblate spheroid. He's going to burn them in hell for eternity. Nobody has calculated the damage that doctrine has done to the common man. Dan, you could stop anybody on the street, and most people have heard of the Christian God who's going to damn people for eternity. And I contend that the people who have revolted against God, the people who hate God, did you know that Charles Darwin formulated his doctrines of evolution because he had a cathartic experience as a child that he came to hate the God of Christianity who would damn people to eternity. This is documented in a biography about Charles Darwin. It was a revolt.
Yeah, it was a revolt against the hell teaching.
Yes, and what havoc has that wreaked in society?
I'm going to read you something.
It's created atheists.
I'm sorry. The comment. This man talks about all the hospitals that's been built. I'm going to read you a passage in Acts chapter 12. Now he, referring to Herod, was in fighting with a fighting fury with the Tyrians and Sidonians. Yet with one accord they were present with him, and persuading Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they requested peace because their country was nourished from the kings. What did Herod do?
Oh, he nourished them. He was a philanthropist.
Now on a set day, Herod, dressed in royal attire, being seated on the dais, harangued to them. Now the populace retorted, "A God's voice and not a man's." Now instantly a messenger of the Lord smites him because he gives not the glory to God. So Herod nourished people. Christian religion builds hospitals. This is not a proof. This is not a proof. Now should Christians do good things? Of course they should. Are we saying we shouldn't? But what this man is doing is he's saying, look at all the good that evil has done.
What did our Lord say? The poor you will have with you always, but me you will not
have with
you always. All right,
continue. Let's go on.
Well, wait a minute. I had another point to make about that.
That's what I meant.
No, I didn't.
Good. I'm glad. Less to hear you talk, the better.
We're not at point three yet, okay?
We're still on point two.
Yeah, but listen to what he says here. We need to get this before the week closes. He says he feels strongly that we do more harm in tearing these down. But what did Paul say about tearing down the bulwarks of the flesh? That Christ is able, I'm paraphrasing the heck out of it, but to tear down the bulwarks of the flesh.
Every high thing exalting itself against
the knowledge of God. And
that's one of them.
That is one of them.
That's a high thing.
Yes, it's a high thing. And we do tear these down, and Paul did too. Now listen, this is quoting Pistol Pete, this letter we got. Ships go in convoys. Planes fly together so they can protect each other. Christians assemble into denominations and orders for the same reason.
Oh, God.
It's the idea that the single strands you advocate can be very easily broken. but many strands, each less than a quarter inch diameter, support the bridges that are miles long. As Solomon holds, a rope of even three strands is not easily broken. Paul also holds that we are members of one body. You, Sheridan and Zender, you advocate dismembering that body. You advocate dismembering the body of Christ.
Somebody tell me which show, give me the date. Let me just say this.
Of the show that we dismembered the body of
either
Christ.
Either one of us is deluded by Satan, or one of us isn't.
Yeah, because
this
we're
is a
opposite.
Delusion to think that denominations are a good thing. It is delusionary. It's a delusion. It's a satanic delusion. That's all I can say about that.
I agree. The assumption here is that numbers equals right. That numbers...
Tell that to Noah.
Tell it to Noah. Tell it to...
tell it to Christ.
The ecclesia in the wilderness.
Tell it to Paul.
Tell it to the 12 disciples. Tell it to Jeremiah. Tell it to any prophet who was weeping alone in a cistern hearing the word of God. Scriptural precedent has the majority always wrong. Always, always, always. The religious majority is always wrong. That's the precedent. Nothing has changed today. These convoys that Pistol Pete talks about, planes flying together so that they can protect each other. If you fly together with the Christian world, you're going to die together. And I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
In Revelation, the religions, as well as the political entities on this earth, are going to be wiped out by supernatural means before our Lord establishes his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into this someday in the book of Revelation. You folks need to keep listening. Help us get this show out. Help us keep it going because we have a lot to say. Wait till we get to the book of Revelation.
Dude, I have to close Friday here. Yeah. This is Friday, isn't it?
And we got one more point we're going to deal with it Monday.
But I
want to
read
ahead.
This. Paul says this. He says, I am entreating you then, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit with the tie of peace. One body, one Spirit, according as you are called, with one also one expectation of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. We should never erect any barrier to this truth. To bring out denominations is to deny the one body, is to say in essence there isn't just one body. And we need to be careful. That's why Paul says we're to be diligent, to endeavor, to keep, to guard as a treasure, the unity of the Spirit. Well, what does that mean? It's the unity that's been made already. It doesn't
right.
say we create the unity. The unity is already there. There is one body. And only thing we can do, as Paul says, is Christ. You're part in Christ by doing what you're doing. The unity is always there. We have to recognize it. And to recognize it, you must leave denominationalism, find that Christ is the head of the body of the church, and the believers are members of that body. Don't erect any barriers like a denomination or a church door.
Our Lord was killed by a denomination. We are not splitting Christ. The body of Christ is a living, vital entity that is supplied by Jesus Christ himself, and it recognizes no walls. Dan, this third point here has to do with this music you're listening to.
Ah!
He has a problem with our theme
Led
song.
Led Zeppelin sucks.
Wait till you hear this. We'll be back on Monday.